Chapter 26. I have a question for you, Mr. Jones. Simple tactics in theory, but not so simple to do. Not after everything I'd been through. If your opponent outguns you, you take away his guns. I reached into my pocket for the phone, Charles's phone. It was still on the same screen as when I'd slipped it in my pocket. Two buttons glowed in the darkness. One of them green, the other red. "I have a question for you, Mr. Jones," I said. "And I think I'm done with you, boy." October's eyes looked like an angry gray sea. "It's time to sweep up this little mess and deposit it in the dump where it belongs." I held up the phone so that October could see it. "How long do we have until the tower goes off?" I pressed the red button and dropped the phone. Below us, a high-pitched noise got louder and louder. The white sphere at the top of the tower began to crackle with energy. A series of emotions crossed October's face. Confusion, understanding, fury, and finally, fear. October Jones was no longer in control.